Joe Smith time here on a Monday morning. Joe checks in live every Monday, 7:45 and 8:45. Margaret Fetty is here as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing? Margaret, good morning.
How are you doing, Joe?
Not bad for Monday so far. So busy. Far, so good anyway in the early hours.
Busy. Yeah. Monday.
Keep rewinding every week.
Pretty cool weekend with all the sports going on.
It was.
Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it.
A very busy time, and we're going to kick it to Joe. Joe, high school action. Boy, you've got a lot of confluence here as regular seasons are turning into conference seasons, are turning into championships, are turning into sectionals, are turning into everything else. We know football is right in the middle of it all, but we've seen, soccer gets going, and golf was this weekend, and tennis was going on. We've got champions to talk about to get us started here on a Monday morning.
Well, you know, we know one thing is for certain. Ken Heidinger's 8th-ranked North Tennis Cougs will be hosting this week's regional. It's tomorrow night starting at 5:30 after North, who's now 17-1, defending its sectional title, beating BNL back on Friday 5-0. That on the heels of that fine victory they had against 12th-ranked South, beating them for a third time in the semifinals last week 3-2. What we don't know is the rest of the field. Now, Columbus North is in. They will play either Seymour or Brownstown Central, who will finish up the sectional in Seymour later tonight. The Cougars will catch either Greensburg or Jennings County, who plays its sectional finale tonight. The regional matches then will start at 5:30 Tuesday out on the Cougar courts. Looks like we have good weather ahead this week. The two winners then will meet for the regional championship Wednesday night at 5:30. Well, you know, last fall, Moriarty South Panthers stumbled at Southport and shared the Conference Indiana crown with Terre Haute South. There have been no stumbles this season. A perfect 7-0 season as Week 8 commences, and the anticipated big one at Max Andrews Field Friday night against Columbus North, who, like South, is 5-0, a road win there. The 4th-ranked Panthers will be guaranteed another share, but they're not thinking co-titles this year. They have won them all, and they have Perry Meridian left at home in a couple of weeks to maybe seal the deal, but first things first. This is a big ball game, the biggest of the year for Bloomington South. They haven't gone back-to-back winning championships in Conference Indiana in 9 years. They can get a share if they beat Columbus North. We'll be there Friday night. Chalk Talk, Coach Mo at 6:30. John Callahan, Dave Novak will have the call from Max Andrews Field. Columbus North's lone loss was to number 3 Columbus East in Week 2, losing late in that one 28-21 to 21 points, its lowest point total of the season. Edgewood snapped his 3-game losing streak, retaining the Hoof and Talon Trophy, beating Brown County 12-0. Mustangs can climb back to the 500 mark with a road win at Cascade Friday night. North will be hosting Southport on Seniors Night, another tough one for the Maroon and Gold as they attempt to end now what is a 5-game tailspin. Kevin Sparks, 3-time defending champion South Soccer sectional champions, lost its final 2 regular season matches, but the 12-3-1 Panthers will start anew. It's a new season tonight opening up for the South fellas. They have a tough one, too. They're playing down at the BNL sectional, 6 o'clock against Edgewood, who recently had a 11-match winning streak snap. Carl Zaltzman's crew is 13-3-1 going into this one tonight. The South girls, who have won the last 2 sectionals, play in the Bloomington North sectional this week. It opens Tuesday night. South Owen Valley, BNL, Bloomington North, Edgewood has the bye there, so the postseason is here big time in soccer. Dustin Carver, South girls, finished 7th at the 43rd annual state championships up at Prairie View in less than ideal weather conditions over the weekend. It was its best finish in 28 years. The 3rd time in school history, they fashioned out a top 10. Cherise Honor finished T2 on the leaderboard, denied back-to-back individual state titles, but congrats out to Cherise on her way to South Florida. She won the IHSAA Mental Attitude Award for the year. Senior Emma Fisher, who's going to Indiana to play for Clint Wallman, wound up a 7th overall. South and North captured the Boys and Girls Monroe County Cross Country Championship trophies last week over the IU course. Evan Franklin and Grace Williams home first, respectively. respectively in 16-20 and 19-11 for South and for North, respectively. Edgewood, or rather the IHSA sectional, will open Saturday at B&L. Edgewood, by the way, finished fifth at the WIC meets that they hosted last weekend. Edgewood volleyball finished second in its own invite. Kendall Souter had a fantastic tournament, 44 assists, 22 digs, 17 kills, had 13 points for Misty Edwards' crew there. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6, to be followed by In the Red Zone. Have a Monday night matchup out in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle look to go 2-2, and they take on the Lions, who are still searching after three opening season losses.
And, Joe, the Colts sneak on by yesterday.
A win's a win.
Yeah, and there's no, just put it in the W column and move on, and hopefully Luck is back Thursday night. Andrew Luck did not play yesterday. 40-year-old Matt Hasselbeck was throwing the keys. Did fine, 30-47, 287.
Yeah.
No picks and a touchdown, but multiple drives stalling inside the red zone. Adam Vinatieri does what he does best, knocks home field goals. He made three of them, including a 54-yarder. None bigger than the one to win it after Jacksonville's kicker missed a 53-yarder to win it in regulation and win it from 48 yards in overtime. So the Colts get lucky, but sometimes that's good because they
need it.
Yeah, Frank Gore again, some ball handling problems on the goal line that could have changed the momentum in that game. That didn't help things out. Colts onward and upward. A short week, and we'll have it for you pregame Thursday night, 7:25, the Colts Veteran Radio Network from Houston as they take on division rivals, the Texans. The Texans were awful. They were down 28-0 yesterday before the paint even dried. I don't know what the final
was
there.
They got 42 put on them, I think.
There you go. The Falcons take care of that, 42-21. So the Colts leading the AFC South, 15 division wins in a row. That's I believe that ties the record. Who knows? They haven't lost in, let's see, if you play six division games a year, Joe, well, that's it's been a while on all of that. Sports Talks live at Yogi's tomorrow night. You got a big night for us planned?
We have Mark Deal coming in, talking Indiana football, talking a little about a big reunion, the Mallory men coming back to the campus, and also a little bit about homecoming as well, because it's going to be integrated into a lot of reunions and what have you. So we'll talk about the stuff away from the X's and O's with Mark and Ron Helmer, and they had a nice win at the Princeton Invitational over the weekend as the cross-country season unfolds. So we'll have Ron. Always look forward to talking a shop with Ron Helmer tomorrow night live from Yogi's.
6-7, join us at the corner of 10th and Indiana right here at WGCLradio.com. Yankees Astros Tuesday, Cubs and Pirates on Wednesday. The Texas Rangers get in. They win the American League West yesterday. That was really the only drama left of where the American League wild card would be and who, if there'd be an American League playoff. Well, there was not, so the wild card begins Tuesday night in the Bronx. Wednesday night in Pittsburgh, and the division series AL starts on Thursday, the NL on Friday. So baseball will round into form. Joe, we'll get caught up at 8:45. Great weekend almost for IU football.
Yeah.
And you'll take us around all the other sports as well to get us caught up if we are still thawing out from Saturday's game.
Yeah, that will be okay. Looking for our first Big Ten win and the first time ever to win a game at Beaver Stadium.
All right, Joe Smith time here as we've gotten the train back on the tracks, 8:46 at WGCL. There's Margaret Fetty.
So you claim.
So I claim.
So you claim.
Hello, Joe.
Good morning,
hey, good
Joe.
Stuff. Good morning.
Sweating to the oldies here.
Yeah, tell you.
I'm still sore from sweating to the oldies yesterday.
That's right.
Hey, a shout out to our partner, Get Well, Keith Klein.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear you about your misfortune Friday night, but
that stinks.
Do what the doctors tell you and get back to us as soon as you can.
Exactly. So we hope to. I'm going to check in with Keith later today and see how he's doing. I'll get everybody a report tomorrow morning on all that, pending his doctor visits and if he's on, I would guess, a ton of pain medicine to make this feel a little bit better. No fun at all in that situation. But, again, thoughts to Keith this morning. And, if you're friends with him on social, please send him a message. That can't possibly hurt. Now, Joe, as we get to you on a Monday morning here at 8:45, we had a big football game on the weekend. Indiana's Memorial Stadium bouncing. The weather stunk, didn't care. Full house, and the Ohio State Buckeyes came to town, Joe, and Indiana put up a fight of their life. Didn't even do it at full strength, but Ohio State, one play maybe better than the Hoosiers on Saturday, but nothing to hang your head down or hang your hat on. Well, you can hang your hat on it moving forward, because I thought the everything else was pretty darn good.
Well, I tell you, the Hoosiers with grit, determination, and guys stepping up forced that game with Ohio State right down to the final play before falling on Saturday night. Saw a lot of passion and energy that has been, well, growing as the weeks go by now, back to work and back to the road Saturday, hopefully bottling all of the above in its Saturday matchup out at Penn State, where the Hoosiers have never won at Beaver Stadium since that first meeting in 1993 when they joined the league. The Hoosiers are 0-8 there, so the motivation is here, obviously, this week. Practice hard, go out, and win on Saturday. The Hoosier D certainly set the tone early and late, forcing 11 defensive stops on the day, forced 3 turnovers, good for 10 points, but, you know, no run-of-the-mill running back Ezekiel Elliott spoiled any celebrating with his 3 long bursts, including that 65-yarder for 6 on 4th-and-1, which gave the number 1 ranked Bucks the lead for good in the third quarter, 20-17. The Hoosiers, though, trailed by 14 with 10 minutes to play, but Xander Diamant subbing in for Nate Sudfeld late. His heroics fell just a completion short. We'll find out more by tonight on injury situations that KO'd both Sudfeld and Jordan Howard. Even in defeat, a growing mentality, we can play, we can compete in the Big Ten. Exactly the kind of scenario you want. Headed back to the practice field, headed onto the road this weekend out in University Park. Well, the Volleyball Hoosiers with a 2-game sweep of Maryland and Rutgers over the weekend. Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's women are back even at 2-2 in the Big Ten, 12-4 overall. They'll be hosting Purdue on Wednesday night out at UGym. That ought to be loud and proud and packed for the Monon Spike. Kicking off, I might add, the 2015-16 Indiana Governor's Cup race with the PUs. Ron Helmer's crew placed 5 fellas in the top 15 to take care of the Princeton Interregional Championship title out in New Jersey over the weekend. Kyle Duvall finished 4th in 24-11 to lead Indiana. Amanda Benke finished in 9th to lead the Hoosier women to 5th place in that invitational. The IU women soccer Hoosiers of Amy Burberry in Iowa, a scoreless tie Saturday night out at Armstrong, makes them 0-2-3 in the Big Ten, and they play at Rutgers on Thursday of this week and then go out to Penn State on Sunday. Wrong side of the result ledger for Amanda Janney's field hockey Hoosiers. They lost 2-1 at 18th-ranked Michigan on Sunday. Indiana losing its 4-game winning streak, dropping to 2-1 in the Big Ten. Kate Barber had the lone goal. UM scored the game winner with about 12 minutes to play. Indiana back in the state of Michigan on Friday night. They'll play the Spartans in East Lansing. Sunday, a big match out at the field hockey complex. They'll be hosting unbeaten and second-ranked Syracuse, who was last year's national runner-up. Don't forget, kicking off your sports week here on a Monday in the Zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6, followed by In the Red Zone at 7. Monday night football matchup, Seattle home to Detroit. Coverage will start on the radio dial here tonight at 7:45.
Yep, Joe, and a very busy weekend, and the Hoosier footballers, big test coming up on Saturday. I alluded to it earlier. You don't have the number one dangling by Penn State's name. You're not going to have the home sellout crowd, but you need to bring that effort week in and week out, and that might be the next step for this program, because that's going to lead to more wins, Joe. We know we want everybody to win every week.
Well, you know, Penn State is in our division. Penn State is 1-0, having beat Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. There's plenty of motivation. I told you, you know, just a minute ago, we've never won at Beaver Stadium. That's motivation there. So, you know, bottle up what we did. I mean,
that's
yeah,
the key.
It's tough to talk about a loss, and you know, we're not after the old quote-unquote moral victories, but that being said, there can't be fall-off now, because we did prove that we could go toe-to-toe and take them right down to the final play of
the Big Ten game. I loved Wilson's quote, what he told them at halftime. You thought you could play.
Yeah.
Now you know you can play. That's why this game, I think, is just as important as Ohio State, because if they don't play or think they can just show up and play, that's not a team in the right direction.
No.
I'm hoping they take it and bottle it just like you said and want – obviously, that to take the next step because, Joe, we've been around it. You've been around it longer than anybody. That we have got there and we run up to the football and Lucy pulls it away at the end. And, again, homecoming in 2 weeks. Place can be bouncing.
Yeah. They did a good job.
A great job. But what we can't hear on Saturday night is – yeah, let down after Ohio State. Yeah, just didn't come out firing. That's the. I'm just saying, that's the next step for this team. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. That's the next step for this team is you can't be a middle of the season, one game only. You got to keep rocking. So a great job there without a full complement of players. Hopefully everybody gets healthy this week. Well, you'll have a report for us on that tomorrow. Is that right?
Well, and you know, that's what I was talking about. You know, we had talked about, you know, maybe catching Ohio State at the right time, i.e. the opening game rather than halfway through the Big Ten schedule when, you know, things could go a bit south. Here, you got 7 weeks of competition left, a lot to fight for within the division, and so much football. And you've got a positive of sorts by the way you set the defensive tone, the way you came back with a backup quarterback to take number one right down to the wire. So, you know, a lot is in the fire to just continue to, you know, add more gas to it.
Excellent. And we hope the gas keeps burning bright. We'll hear more from Mark Deal about some upcoming events with IU football, the Mallory Men Reunion, and Ron Helmer from Cross Country tomorrow night live at Yogi's, a corner of 10th and Indiana. Stop by and say hi. Joe and I will be there. And Sports Talk live at Yogi's. And Joe, have a great Monday, will you?
All righty. You guys as well.
Have a wonderful show later.
Well, let's hold on. We got what else? Do we miss anything in sports? The Fever won. They're ahead 1-0 in that series on the road.
Game.
That's good.
On the road to boot.
Heck, the Bears won. That'll make some people. Bears and Cubs on the same weekend. Oh, geez, look out!
Kevin Harvick needed the win, and he did. He beat Kyle Busch, so Smitty's happy right there. A nice 1-2 finish out in Dover.
Perfect. All right. So I think we've crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's, and away we go on a Monday morning. Thanks, Joe.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Have a great week, Joe.
You as well, Margaret.